Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cast Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol. Good morning. This is the Michael Van Tol Show. Thank you for tuning in today. And the Sunday morning team is here. We've got a lot to cover. Let me go down the list. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker, podcaster. Good morning. And our lifestyle editor. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to Missionary this morning and hello, Detroit.
Yes, and from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stephen Cathy. Good morning, sir. Missed you for a few weeks, but you're back in action.
Yes, I thank God for being back in action. Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to you, Kimberly. Good morning to the other hosts that would be on but not on. And a shout out to the Missionary and hello, Detroit.
Yes, prophetess. Songstress, minister from Greater Pentecostal. Good morning, Evangelist Christy Lasser Andrews.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing team. And good morning to all those that are listening.
Great. What a beautiful day it is. I love the rain. I love the rain, even in the summertime. It's the best. I just want to just say something. You know, I always put my high school on my intros whenever I come on the air. I did something. I had a great time last night. Our 1980 Cast Tech reunion was pushed off because of COVID, and we had it this weekend. And it's not over yet because we have church service this morning with one of our pastor classmates. So we're headed over to Greater Southern in a few minutes. But I was able to perform for my classmates for the first time in a group. Now, I've done smaller where some of them have been, but last night it was a great accomplishment, something that I've been really aiming for, and that was to perform with my classmates or for my classmates. So I was able to do a couple of songs last night down at the St. Regis. We had our 1980 Cast Tech reunion banquet last night. So shout out to the Green and White Second to None Cast Tech. So proud and so glad to be part. And of course, there are some rumors that me and Mrs. Van Tol may be one of the only Cast Tech couples out here. There's not many of us where both of us went to graduated from Cast Tech. So it's, I guess I like Cast Tech that much. So had a good time. All right.
Nice.
Who said what?
I was just saying that's beautiful that you had that opportunity.
Yep. I'm so glad. So glad. All right. We've got a lot of stuff to cover this morning. I can't wait to talk with the Sunday morning team, a group of superstars here. But we'll be right back after these messages.
I'll be there at concessions. I'll be there when it's finished. Like we supposed to be family and not my business. Listen, business is business. Homie, business is business. Family business is business. Listen, business is business. Listen, it's never personal. Business is business. It's never personal.
It's a member of this Realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them.
quick. Got them dripping with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosreality@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
In the news this morning, that historic giant slide that reopened Friday on Detroit's Belle Isle closed early on its first day back after people were seen bouncing while it was coming down too fast. The slide's surface will be retouched with wax to slow it down, according to the Department of Natural Resources. For this evening, we're giving it a little scrub down and we'll be back open 11 a.m. tomorrow, said Joel Thomas, Belle Isle supervisor for the Michigan DNR. I guess some of the 400 people that rode the slide on Friday kind of went airborne and it was too high and they came bouncing down real hard. So, I could just see right now somebody might have flew off of the slide and we would have a whole new problem. But I'm sure it was thrilling for the kids. They loved going airborne, but they had to slow it down. Okay. Well, whoever put that slide together, they I'm sure Cedar Point would like to talk to them. Cause Cedar Point would keep it. I tell you, Cedar Point would be like, that's what we need to do. Yes. It's always news when the Lions win, even in preseason. Saturday, it looked like another heartbreaking loss in the last 5 minutes. So with 4 minutes to go, Indiana Colts, they scored a touchdown to reach within 1 point of the Lions. And they were in position to win with 38 seconds left. They attempted a two-point conversion, the Colts, and it failed. And the Lions escaped with a win in preseason. You should have heard this house. We were watching it Saturday, and you should have heard this house when Indiana scored with 38 seconds left. And we were like, oh, no, here we go again. The Lions, they know that these teams are going to be coming after them in the last 5 minutes because that's when we lose. We lose in the last 5 minutes. And we thought, oh, here we go again. What do these guys think about that? Now, that still doesn't mean that they're, yes, it's a win, but it was a win only because the Colts failed on that play. If they were successful, we would have been right back where we are again. Beyonce's, even though Beyonce's Renaissance has already broken many records and it's already historic, it is running a little bit behind 2016's Lemonade. People are not buying it, at least for right now, maybe by Christmas. But according to Beyonce's own standards, she is 300,000 copies below Lemonade in 2016. There are some problems with it. Remember when Michael Jackson came out with his last one, he had to go in and recut one of the songs because Chinese were upset with a slur in one of the songs. So he had to go recut it. Well, same thing for Beyonce. Kelly sued her for using Milkshake, a sample. And, Milkshake is still popular. It was her biggest song there are commercials running with the milkshake song in the background. She sued, and Beyonce had to remove the song, the sample. She also used the word spaz in one of these songs, and it's a slur to the mentally ill, like spazzing out. So she had to go recut that. And the critics say that there's too much sampling on this last CD, and that they need more of her. But, oh, and the last thing, hey, look, she's one of my favorite singers, so I'm just reading the news. Sometimes some of the songs, they said they are, the songs are created by committee, and that sometimes they're in, on this album, Renaissance, some songs are credited with 14 to 24 different writers. That's a hot mess. But, you know, Elton John's last song was done by committee, too. When I heard that song, I thought it was a brand new song. And this last one, it's like a dance track, and it's very popular. I'll look up the name of the song in a minute. Cold World, yes. Do you know that song is not original? It was made up of about two or three different songs that he did decades ago. He did it during COVID. Him and his engineers were at his house, and they were working on that during COVID when you couldn't go out anywhere. And they created that song from about two or three different songs by speeding the music up, slowing it down, dragging it out, all that kind of stuff, and they came up with a brand new song. Roberta Giacina, the longtime voice of morning news radio in Southeast Michigan, was laid off. She lost her job at News Radio 95, she said in an audio message on Facebook, she said, "I did not retire," with her voice breaking towards the end. "I was let go after 34 years on WWJ. Roberta Giacina said her boss mentioned budget cuts and said the decision wasn't personal. Roberta Giacina says her heart is broken. "I loved WWJ. I had the best job in the world." I love her voice in the morning. She's so happy. You know, it reminds me of Kimberly Batchelor Davis. She's so happy all the time. And Roberta Giacina is the same way, very bright, cheery, and happy. But, you know, managers have to think about the impact that their decisions have, and that be careful. Roberta Giacina's brand may be more valuable to the station than they think. You know, people like that cheery, happy voice in the morning. I hope they make the right decision. And then the worst part about it is the day before that, her husband was diagnosed with cancer. So she had 2 days of bad news. Her husband was diagnosed with cancer. One day she gets fired the next day from one of the top radio stations in Michigan. All right, let's go down the list. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So good morning, everyone. Good morning, Detroit.
Good morning.
I have another feel-good story for us. And yes, we're on a fitness part-time study thing.
Mm-hmm.
Simply wearing a fitness tracker makes you walk 40 extra minutes a day and lose 2 pounds. So simply wearing a fitness tracker encourages you to walk up to 40 minutes more every day, which results in shedding 2.2 pounds in weight in just a few months, according to a large study. The new analysis looks at studies involving 164,000 people across the world who use the devices, and the data shows the relatively low-cost intervention had many benefits. The team from the University of South Australia reviewed almost 400 studies and demonstrated wearable activity trackers could prevent a host of health conditions caused by lack of exercise. The lead researcher of the study, published in The Lancet Digital Health, said there is a widespread skepticism about WATS, W-A-T-S, they abbreviated what it is, the wearable activity trackers, efficacy, accuracy, and whether they fuel obsessive behaviors and eating disorders. But the actual evidence for these activity trackers is overwhelmingly positive. Wearable activity trackers are effective across all age groups and for long periods of time, said doctoral candidate Ty Ferguson. They encourage people to exercise on a regular basis, to make it part of their routine, and to set goals to lose weight. The other report benefit that activity trackers improve depression and anxiety through an increase in physical. Carol Maher, co-author of the paper, added, bearing in mind these were not weight loss studies, but lifestyle physical activity studies, so we wouldn't expect a dramatic weight loss. The average person gains about 0.5 kilograms a year in weight creep, so losing 1 kilogram, which is essentially 2.2 pounds in our American system, over 5 months is significant, especially when you consider that two-thirds of Australians are overweight or obese, and I believe the number is similar for Americans. Between 2014 and 2020, the number of wearable activity trackers shipped worldwide increased by almost 1,500%, with purchases in 2020 alone worth $2.8 billion, as well as weight loss. There is evidence that fitness trackers help lower blood pressure and cholesterol, too. You can find fitness wearables at any store that you shop, including Meijer, Target, Walmart. You can also find them on Amazon. They're all over social media. You have Apple, Samsung. Everybody has something. I actually have an Apple Watch. It tracks my sleep. It tells me if I slept well. I know when I wake up cranky, I haven't slept well. It'll tell me when my sleep was interrupted, how many times it was interrupted. And I even have an app where I can go in and figure out if there was a noise by one of my dogs or my kid or whatever it is that happened. I have a activity tracker that's built into the watch. It tells me how many steps, how fast I was walking. You can do it for running, yoga, whatever it is that you want to do. And it does help motivate you, and it helps make you healthier because you remember, mine dings me. And so it'll buzz on my wrist like, you need to stand up. You need to move a little bit. You have these goals. And so me being competitive, I'm competing against myself. And, yes, you can share with your friends and do different things like that. But it is very, very helpful, and it does help with mood and anxiety and depression and some of those other things that people were talking about. So if you want to get a fitness activity tracker, that is a good thing to get. And you don't have to get anything fancy. Just get a plain activity tracker, and you will be fine. Wow.
That was amazing.
That was good. I do have I used to have a Fitbit watch. Now I have the Apple Watch. And I used to sleep in it to allow it to track, you know, overnight. But I just started putting it on the charger at night. Because I know when my sleep is interrupted, I'm up every morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and then 6 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, I'm bad about it because when it says it's time to stand, it's time to move, I ignore it. And then I also added mindfulness. I added mindfulness, so it'll tell me it's time to take a moment and breathe and, you know, clear your mind and focus on your breathing and all of that.
Is this an app or something?
There are apps. Yes, there are apps, but the Apple Watch has a lot of this built in. The Apple Watch has mindfulness built in and all the activities. Mm-hmm. But there really is an app for everything. If you want to track your blood pressure on your Apple Watch, you can do that. It will measure it. It will measure how many breaths of oxygen you take at night while you sleep and how, I hate to say it this way, this is the best way I can describe it, how productive those breaths are. Or are your breaths not as productive as someone your age? So you could put your age in, and it will say that at night while you're sleeping, you should be breathing like this. Your level is either above or below or right where you need to be. And if it's off, they're going to give you suggestions on things that you need to do. When I get stressed, the app that I have that checks my blood pressure and all of that, it tells me, oh, it looks like you're a little bit stressed out right now. You want to do a breathing exercise? It really is that for everything.
Just that, that watch talk to you like that. That's what that watch says. No, seriously. You're telling me that this watch is going to ask you, would you like to do a breathing exercise during your stressful moment?
Yes, but it's not talking to me. There will be a notification that will, you have to click the app. So I'll tell you guys what the name of the app is offline, but you have to click on the app, and it does these studies throughout the day. Like when you first wake up, it'll tell you what your blood pressure is, how your stress levels are, how that impacts your health. You'll get this whole breakdown. And then as you go throughout the day, if there are things that are happening and you get stressed out, then it'll tell you that as well.
Okay, well, I want to tell you the number one way to get rid of your stress. If you're stressed out, then take stress and turn it around. It says it spells desserts. Go get you a dessert.
That's right.
Get you a dessert,
see?
Man. Get your ice cream, freeze pot. Get your pickle. Go get you some dessert. Switch that world around,
right,
man. You switch around stress, and it spells desserts. I'm going to get me a treat. I'm not going to let nothing stress me. I'm going to get me a treat. So that's the number one cure for stress.
Well, great. All right.
Amen.
All right, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, let's go to you.
Kimberly, don't forget to text us which app it is for the blood pressure checks and all of that. Okay, so this morning, I actually woke up with a thought on my mind, and the thought was, give it a try. And so even as it is related to what Kimberly shared with us today, there's an app for everything. There's, you know, for your blood pressure checks and just tracking your steps. I do sometimes feel set, but it's like, oh, man, I forgot my Apple Watch some days. And I'm like, I'm out here doing all of this walking. I know I reached 10,000 steps today or what have you. Or I'll just take my phone and put it in my pocket and turn on the steps tracker in those moments, because, like, I want to capture the fact that I did get up and I got moving. But not only should we give that a try, but we should also give it a try just being obedient to God and listening to his voice. Some people consider it to be their intuition, but I really believe it is the Spirit of God that is guiding us and helping us in many situations. And I thought about Abram before he became Abraham in the book of Genesis in the 17th chapter. The Lord told him, get up, walk with me. And I wanted to talk with you. And he shared with him that he wanted him to leave his country and that he was going to make him a father of many nations and that he would multiply him exceedingly. And Abraham is considered like the father of faith. And all he did was step out on nothing, not knowing exactly where he was going, but he trusted God through the process, and he made a decision to give it a try. And so there are things that we want in our life to change, but we are not mobilized to do it. We get stuck because of fear. We get stuck because we're concerned about what others will think. Abraham got up and obeyed God because he knew that the word of the Lord was true. And he did not want to break his covenant that God had created with him. So wherever you are in life, you may say, you know what? I'm ready to start my business. I have this great idea. Like, you didn't come up with that idea on your own, because we're made of body, soul, and spirit. So your spirit has spoken to you and said, hey, this will be good for you and your family. Give it a try. Michael Van Tool was approached by missionary and her team, hey, come on the radio with me. Oh, he decided to give it a try.
he had music in him. He decided to give it a try. The chaplain said, oh, there's an opportunity to be a chaplain. Let me give it a try. And now he's on the radio. Now, Kimberly is very educated and a great teacher, and she's had opportunities presented to her. Let me do a podcast. Let me do this. Let me share information with people. Give it a try. And you find that when you get up and you give it a try, it'll be successful. And don't measure your success by what others think it should be, or sometimes even by our own goals. You have to measure it by the impact. And sometimes you don't see the impact right away. But you know, if you're being obedient, you're doing the right thing, you're treating people well, you could be like Abraham. His name was changed. He was multiplied exceedingly. And he became the father of many nations in his old age. So it's a testimony. It doesn't matter what age you are. You just have to be obedient and step out on faith. Give it a try. And your whole world will begin to change as a result of you giving it a try. So that was
Amen.
My thought
this morning. Wow. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you for that. That was some preaching, early preaching already this morning from the evangelist. Mm-hmm. We get the early version before the whole church does, so we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. We get the scoop, so thank you. All right, Chaplain, let me stop and make sure he's got some time here, because we missed you, Chaplain, and we want to hear a word from you. I know you got a message for us this morning.
My Lord, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world or of this world. I want everybody that got an opportunity, when you get a chance, either right now or later on, look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I really putting God first? Is God really first in my life? We will never be able to really understand our purpose or the life, our life's purpose, if our mind is stuck on what life used to be. Are we really putting God first? Are we really asking, is God really the head? A lot of times when we do testimony, the first thing we say, thank you, God, who's the head of my life. Is he really the head of your life? This is a moment in which everyone that's listening, all of us, we can examine ourselves. And if we want our life to be better, we have to stop giving the devil all the credit. I wish I had some help on here. People say, "Well,
Amen.
How am I giving the devil the credit? What is you doing?" Because if you really put God first, he'll show up in your walk. He'll show up in how you're talking. He'll show up in the way you're looking. He'll show up in the way you're speaking. He'll show up in everything that you're doing. So that's my message to us all. To ask yourself that question, look in the mirror and say, am I really putting God first? A lot of us don't need to pray. You don't need to pray to get your bills paid. You need structure. I wish I had just a little more help on here. A lot of things that we pray to God for, we don't have to pray to him for that. He has already given us the answer. We're supposed to pray for things like, Lord, help my mother, or help the brother Michael, help the sister on the radio, Christine Laster and Kimberly Davis, and shout out to Henrietta Ivy, too, that's a part of the broadcast that's not with us today. But shout out to her as well. But we want to pray the missionary. God help him have a much prosperous life. All the things. Watch what we're praying for. You ask God to help you pay your light bill when he didn't already gave you a job.
Right.
We need structure.
You
don't need to ask God to help you fix your marriage when you and him or her know what it is that's causing it to be broken. Mm-hmm. These are things you need to pray about. Amen. So are you really putting God first? And if you're really putting God first, we'll know the things that we should take to God and we should pray about and ask God to give us strength through these times. I thank God for you. And one more thing I might add, too, when there's a switch of a subject, but we're talking about fighting crime. Well, I think it's a time now that we put the citizen, get the citizens involved. I think we should start teaching the public their rights to make a citizen's arrest. And when you start teaching that, and you get the citizens involved, those of us that want the right communities, want our communities to be taken back, we can find a way of helping and assisting and doing these things. Get the citizens involved. And I guarantee you, ain't nobody going to want to just pull up at no gas station and start shooting when they don't know who all they're going to start shooting at them. Nobody going to come in the market and want to start stealing when they don't know who it is that's going to prevent them from taking it. So now we need to get the citizens involved in order to make the city of Detroit a better place. God bless you all today.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Chaplain. Wasn't he inspired? He had all this energy there. I knew he was ready. I knew he was prepared to tell us something this morning. Let me take a chance and go and open a phone line and talk to Minister Reverend Dr. Smith. Good morning, Dr. Smith. Thank you for joining us this morning. You have a good word or message for us today for the Sunday morning team and our listeners?
It's not the time to doubt nor the time to give up. It's the time to go forward, do what God's called you to do. Not sure I heard Reverend Caffey early on. I didn't catch it all, but I will say this. I'm in expectancy. I'm looking for God to do some unusual miracle. Mother Humphrey, for example, I'm looking for her eyesight to be restored. I'm looking for God to do some unusual things. As it relates to relationships, I'm expecting God to do the impossible because he said that he would.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be obedient to the will of God. Too much is happening for us not to. The visionary, Master Van Tool, it's your season to take the station national. I already told you I'm behind you. But if I can say one thing, I'm going to step away. Men and women of God, God is impressing upon us. Keep your relationships and keep your marriages to yourself. Love on one another like Christ loved the church. And I solicit that you all pray hard for me. And it's already done. Have a great day.
Well, thank you. Before you, I just want to say this. Thank you. Those kind words. First time that anybody called me a visionary. I appreciate that. That's very nice and kind. But you were very clear on what you just said. You almost did a little devotional message there just now. But we're looking forward to your inaugural service also coming up within the next month or so. And I know we'll be talking about that more and more. But we're so excited about this new direction that you're going into because God is doing a lot for you, too. So thank you for sharing with us this morning. How inspiring. You yourself have plans for the ministry to take it even further, you know, you already ministering through your music and I've gone with you to many places where you have led in song. So I know you already are a minister, but you're taking it a step further and looking forward to the Sunday morning team. We're going to let everybody know when you have your first service and we'll be there for sure. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you. All right. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got weather for you and more right after this message.
Benjamin Brothers Realty Sales Agent. This is the newest and most lucrative program of modern time, which will provide you with unlimited funding. This is our Tier 3 program, We find them, we fix them, we flip them. 100% financing program. This program gives you the ability to partner with Benjamin Brothers Realty and broker deals as 50-50 partners. We purchase, we pay for materials, we pay for labor, and you benefit. This means Benjamin Brothers Realty will, number one, train you on how to find good deals and provide the contract to lock in the deals. Number two, we train you on how to build your team of contractors and pay all labor costs. Number three, Benjamin Brothers Realty provides all financing for materials. Number four, your obligation is to tune in every Monday and Thursday and pay a one-time only sales agent fee of $2,500. Number five, after all fees are paid, next is the big check, the 50-50 split. Incentives on being a sales agent include building your team, profiting on your efforts, $250 upfront referral fee, or 5% off the first deal, 2.5% from the person who signed you up, and 2.5% from Benjamin Brothers Realty, totaling 5%. Incentives on being a senior sales agent include sign up for sales agents, and you receive 5% royalty for as long as your team is active. Does this sound like a good deal to you? I thought so. Give us a call today at 331-248-7120. Talk to you soon.
And now, back to the Michael Van Toon Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
All right, the Sunday morning team is here. My name is Michael Van Toon. Chaplain Kathy is with us on the line. Also, Kimberly Batchelor Davis is here. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews is here. We just talked to Reverend Smith, the gospel singer and minister, just a few minutes ago. But now we're looking to weather. Kimberly, what's the weather like today and the rest of this week?
Oh, well, good morning, Michael. It is currently 69 degrees. Skies are cloudy. It's gray. It's a little bit rainy. Today, expect a high of 79 degrees, a low of 66, with more thunderstorms scattered throughout the day. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms, so make sure you keep your umbrella for today and tomorrow. A high of 80 with a low of 63. On Tuesday, the sun returns. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 83 and a low of 63. On Wednesday, temperatures crank up. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 85 and a low of 64. And on Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny and we hit a high of 86 with a low of 65. On Friday, thunderstorms return. We'll have isolated thunderstorms with a high of 84 and a low of 65. And on Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 82 and a low of 63. And that's the weather.
Okay, so it's not too bad, not too bad. All right, we got a couple of topics to talk about right after this.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
All right. I just want to run by and get some of your opinion on this Sunday morning team. The presidential election is coming up in another 2 years. Who do you think is realistically going to have a shot at being president, whether it's on the Republican side or the Democratic side? what are your short thoughts? But let's go with Kimberly first. Do you think that this Biden-Harris team is going to repeat itself in 2024? What do you think?
Yes, I do. And I'll tell you the reason why. All the things that are going and swirling around Donald Trump is eyeing another run. And everything that he has said has indicated as much as he continues to nominate candidates and influence elections, and we've seen that. You also have Liz Cheney and some other people that may try to come out of the Republicans and run. It really will probably end up being Donald Trump, even if it's DeSantis out of Florida. Joe Biden, for all that people have said about him, and this is my opinion, this is Kimberly Baxter Davis, is the most sane and rational person that we have. He's experienced. Yes, he's old. Let's all admit that. However, when we were kids and our elders, our great-grandparents, I was blessed to have great-grandparents or grandparents said something, you knew it was the right thing to do. You listened. You paid attention. This is why people have staff around them to aid them in doing things. I want to see Joe be able to win a second term, one, for his legacy, but two, for the country's sake. He has started doing some things in terms of the act that he has just signed into law and had both House or the House and the Senate and Congress cooperate in helping to build back our economy. I want to see that come to fruition. I don't want to see it torn back down. There are some things, obviously, that need to be fixed. Some of the discord that we see in the Supreme Court, a lot of the discord that we see between Republicans and Democrats, that is just where we are. But we are still trying to fix things so we can make things better.
So Kimberly, you think that despite the fact that, you know, a lot of people are saying that he's getting too old to run mm-hmm. in the next election, and that maybe Kamala Harris is not that effective. What do you say about those type of criticisms?
So I'm going to say something that I just had this conversation. We were talking about Vice President Harris. And, you know, Henrietta has said this about Stacey Abrams. We're hoping that Stacey Abrams wins for governor. In America, optics are everything. People care what people look like. Let's be very clear. In Detroit, we had a mayoral election several years ago, and we had a woman candidate who ran who traditionally had locks for a really long time, and decided that she wanted to run for mayor. Michael, you remember who I'm talking about? And her campaign manager gave her a makeover. She had glamorous long hair, heels. It was the opposite of who she was. And I'm not knocking them for what they did, but they wanted to make her more palatable to people.
I forgot who that was.
Didn't.
Who was that?
She was an accountant. I can't remember her name. I can see her face. But she ran for mayor, and this was the first year that Mayor
Duggan ran. I remember,
but
I forgot her name. Yes. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He wasn't
remember.
On the ballot, all of that. But then I remember seeing her at a function, and I was like, oh. And everybody said, Kim, she looks like you. And I said, stop it. And it wasn't, and I'm not saying that people were saying that, you know, they wanted her to look like you, but her hair looked like mine. It was long and straight.
And I think she looked uncomfortable because that wasn't her.
She was.
Right.
Yes, she
right.
did. And I remember the debate that we had out in the community because I was working for another candidate, and she just didn't know what to do with her hair. And I felt bad for her because I wanted to go up and tell her, honey, we don't do that. For those of us that have hair, and not being mean to people, but there are certain manner you don't keep your hands in your hair all the time. She didn't know what to do with all the hair that she had. So I say that to say that people look at Stacey Abrams, oh, she has a lot. She's heavy set. that's not somebody that I want to have in office. Now, conversely, you have Kamala Harris. She has the straight hair. She has the look. She has the educational pedigree. She also has been elected several times over. Yes, there have been some missteps. There have been a lot of issues. However, again, staffing can help aid some of those things. Vice presidents don't do a lot typically anyway. We see them, and, you know, the president is the person that is running the ship. Now, the vice president is supposed to support and come around and do certain things unless the president gives them a particular task or they have a particular issue. I think that people are going to have to get past their whatever their issue is with Kamala Harris. For me, what I see it as being sexist. This country is as racist as it is sexist, if not more so. That is the reason that Hillary Rodham Clinton was not elected president, where she should have been, because we do not want a woman over us. And I've heard many people say that. And it doesn't matter. Michelle Obama could run for president, and she would face the same vitriol and be accused of making the same missteps. And we would say, well, why it's Michelle Obama? It's because she's a woman. And I don't want to just put it all on that. But let's remember, Vice President Harris didn't just become vice president. She was also an attorney general. She's been elected several times. She's done a great amount in her short
And I think it's time for a female president. I think it's time. I hoped Hillary had won, you know. But I tell you this, mm-hmm. I am gonna hold back on any my criticisms or any statements about Kamala Harris going forward. I am gonna kind of chill mm-hmm. on that. I think we've, you know, covered that enough. I agree with you. My opinions has been evolving with her. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kind of step back on that one now. You know what? We may need her at some point, and we may be looking for her, mm-hmm. and she may save the day. You know, she may come through. So you're right. Look, any of you guys could jump in too. Now, what about on the Republican side?
Wait a minute. Hey, you're not going to give me a piece? I know you see my hair.
You got to jump in there. Go ahead. You got to speak up in between the pauses. You know, you have to just jump in there.
When one of us takes a breath, when we breathe, jump in.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm unloading because it's necessary. But let me say this real quick. Kamala Harris, if don't nobody know, she was the president for a few hours. When the president had to go undergo that surgery. So that's a part mm-hmm. of history. So then when you ever want to know if a black woman ever became president, I don't care if it was for 2 seconds. That was history
that's
was
right.
being made.
That's right.
Yeah, so then, mm-hmm. now not only is this is one thing that I back so much, Joe Biden and the Kamala Harris ticket. It's because Joe Biden was a man who took the first black man and to the White House to become the president of the United States when nobody mm-hmm. living or dead ever thought that that would ever happen. Not only did Joe Biden walk him in there, but he worked up under him, which means that black man had the power. Mm-hmm. So now, mm-hmm. not only did he didn't stop there. He went and got a woman. He mm-hmm. found a woman. Brought her in here along with his ticket, the first black woman, and made her the vice president, something that no black person or white person ever thought would ever happen or believe in their lifetime, living or dead. Not only did he make her the vice president, but she also was the president for however long the vice or the president was undergoing that testing or surgery. She was the president. So he has shown me that he does care about the people who help him get to where he's at. And that's why I back his ticket.
Wow.
He has gotten us to a position where we could, man, history has been rewritten because of the God, because of the God that led Joe Biden. And we cannot forget to give God all the credit. God, when we talk about racism, when we talk about all of this and all of that, man, that chain was broken when Obama became president. That we made history. The chain was broken when Kamala Harris became the first woman black vice president and then the president. But I don't care how long the time was, she was the president. Something that we as people never thought in our lives would ever happen. So I'm always back. I will back the Joe Biden and Kamala Harris ticket all the way from here to glory. I'll back it because of him, his actions that allowed us as black folk, all that we have been through, all that our ancestors endured, he made it worthwhile to them now. He made it worthwhile when he did what he did. And I thank you for it. I thank you for it. I don't care how old it is. I thank you for it. God bless you today. God bless you.
I didn't know we had fired him up that much. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Wow. What energy.
Oh, yeah.
See what happened when you're off. See what happens. See what happens when you miss a couple weeks. I tell you. So I guess I better not bring up anything about Hillary Clinton and Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. They're also thinking about jumping in the race for 2024 also if Biden doesn't. Now, Mike Pence is running. You know that. And then, of course, we all know the elephant in the room says he's going to run.
Mm-hmm.
But I could tell you this. Right now, he's facing a ton of criminal cases. He's going to be in court for the foreseeable future. I wonder, I don't really care, but his days must be just full of just going talking with his attorneys all day long. What a terrible existence. Because he's got the New York State civil inquiry going right now. He's got the Manhattan criminal case. He's got the Westchester, I don't even know about that one, Westchester County criminal investigation, where he misled officials about the value of his golf course in order to reduce his taxes. He's got a Washington, D.C. lawsuit about the inaugural committee. He started doing stuff the day he got, was it his inauguration, the payments, the money spent at the inaugural ceremonies is under investigation. The January 6th investigation where he tried to overthrow the government. And then the Georgia investigation where he said, "Find me 11,000 votes." Remember that famous blunder. So he's got a lot of stuff coming at him.
That wasn't a blunder, Michael. Don't call it
a
blunder.
That was criminal intent. Yes.
Yes.
So
yes,
he's got a lot going on. So I don't even know if it's not going to even be worth it for him to even try to run with all that. You know. So. Yeah. Well,
No, you're not. Not this time. I'm going to get this piece in. Nah. No, not this time. Listen,
wow.
I have never read a scripture in the Bible where Jesus had to run for anything. I wish I had some help.
Amen, Kathy. Amen.
He has never had to run for anything. And when we don't put God first, we'll keep on running. We'll keep on running for this. We'll keep on running for that. When instead of reading the scripture where God said, peace, be still. He made the waters sit still. He made it sit still. The turbulence came and Peter got scared and started sinking. Well, God, Jesus pulled him up out of his sinking moment. And all he said was, keep your eyes on me. I'm trying to tell you, man, if we keep God first, he'll make the water sit still. ain't nobody worried about Trump. The evil that Trump has already done has gotten him so busy trying to get out of it that God say, don't worry about him being in nothing. Don't worry about him being in nothing.
Okay.
I wish I had some help on here.
Chaplain on fire this morning. This is the Chaplain Kathy show. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, I'm going to give you the last word, lady.
You know what? I usually don't have a lot to say and when it comes down to politics, and I don't have a whole lot to say in this moment. But I know a lot of things that has already been said are so true, especially, you know, when we talked about the age of the current president. And so his age kind of plays on his capacity to be able to even do this for another 6 years. And then Donald Trump, of course, you know, former president of the United States, has so much that is against him. So it is many people's hope that he would just, you know, bow out gracefully, but we understand that that's not the type of person that he is. And then I agree with Chaplin in terms of Biden's stance. He's worked with, you know, the former president of the United States, Barack Obama, an African-American male, and then now he has a woman that some would consider minority that is working with him, and it is something to be said about that. But I'm going to leave you with this little funny thing. My cousin, Dietrich Haddon, he wrote a song, and it's just this simple. I vote Jesus for president. So it goes back to what Chaplain Kathy has said. You know, as we review the candidates, as we have these discussions, you know, and we make a determination of who we feel is the best fit at the time based on the options that we have, this is also something that, hey, we got to pray about. Like, it's not an any, mini, money, mo type of situation. It's an opportunity for us to really do our research, understand who it is before us. No, you may not know every single thing. You know, you may not be able to go back to when they were 5 years old and they did this to such and such, whatever. But it's up to us to really do our research. And I appreciate the show because you guys do a really good job at sharing the information that you know to help educate others to make an informed decision. So
great.
That's all I had to
say. Thank you, Evangelist. And you definitely had the last word. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for jumping on the Sunday morning team this morning. I appreciate you all. Have a great day today.
You too. God bless you all.
God bless.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tootle Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120. Today's program was produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Experts in small business support services, call 248-516-8300 to start your business today. The Michael Van Tootle Show can be heard every Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Detroit Praise Network. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be. He's everything that you'll ever need. Just when you think it ain't, it's gonna be.
Find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them, flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.